Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. So the power did cut off again, and so I lost connection because I was on the Wi-Fi. So I'm gonna run it off the Wi-Fi or whatever.
All right.
So even if it just keeps the power keeps jumping back and forth, it shouldn't be effective, I don't think. But you can still hear me. You can still hear me good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so I'm gonna just skip all the power outage talk this time around.
All right.
And I can start over with the military operations that's going on right now. All right, so basically, Russia is invading Ukraine and they're attacking like the country's capital, the Washington, D.C. of Ukraine. That's what they're attacking. And basically, the backstory, long story short, is Ukraine used to be a part of Russia and they fought against Russia to get their own independence, a lot like America did with Great Britain back in the day. And so over on this side, we all know that America is a part of the United Nations and whatnot, which is called NATO. It's a North Atlantic Treaty Organization. So it's an umbrella in which a bunch of countries are under this umbrella. They work together. They stay on the same page about things, like war, et cetera, which includes like United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, Spain, Canada, Netherlands, Poland, like a bunch of countries. It's at least like 32. So the problem comes in that Ukraine wants to join the NATO.
Oh.
So when Russia got wind that Ukraine wanted to join the NATO and the NATO was going to agree to let them join, Russia, led by Vladimir Putin, is saying that they went through all of that to become independent just to go join another group. No, we want our country back. We want our land back. So that's what we're seeing right now. It's an insurgence to reclaim what he feel is should automatically be theirs if they're going to decide to join any group or organization. They're going to come back to Russia. And he's saying that if anybody intervenes with what's going on, there will be consequences like no other. So this morning he did like I guess a fake little press conference or something over there, and he was saying that they have multiple nuclear weaponries at their disposal. So he's really threatening right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, he really's trying to get Ukraine back. So that this is where all the World War III is trending because you have your Joe Biden making statements saying that everybody's going to come together against Russia and hold Russia accountable for what they feel is an unjustified attack. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I did see that part. That's why I was like wondering what the fuck is going on, but you broke it down so great.
Okay, appreciate that. So yeah, that's basically where we're at with it, and hour by hour, we're filling in with more details and whatnot. Man, but it's looking like this could potentially be the start of a world war, man. How you feeling about this?
I'm not feeling good, man, as a civilian and shit. But I say could be wrong, but I say I don't know, man. Like I always be like worried about shit like this. Like, man, you're just going about your regular day and then fucking some type of nuclear attack or some bomb against some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling this shit, man.
And just to put things in like to perspective, they had videos of people in Ukraine in that city. Like you said, it's like the Washington, D.C. of the city. So it's pretty active and all of that. And the highways are like extremely filled up with traffic, people trying to escape, you know what I'm saying? You got large groups of people like out in the field praying and crying. Soldiers sending out videos from their phones saying that, they're super duper outnumbered, and they're telling that their parents that they love them and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's sad, man.
Yeah, so it's really, and it's all just like, for what though? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you feel something is yours, even though technically it's not.
Right.
And Russia, they're basically trying to bully their way into getting back what they lost rather than it going to join something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully this could be solved with minimum lives lost, even though lives have already been lost. Hope it's not like, because if it's a world war, then that's going to be millions of people eventually. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I'm about to say I don't know how accurate it is. Probably definitely not what it is now. I heard like at least 40 casualties over there in Ukraine. At
Right.
least, you know what I'm saying? And who knows how long ago that report was reported when I saw it. Like I said, the numbers could definitely be still be rising. And like hopefully, like you said, hopefully this gets resolved quickly and with less casualties as possible, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. So that just to touch bases on that serious situation, and then we could slide into our regular topics that we was going to discuss. So you want to lead us in with the Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez and Big Ack.
Oh man, the never ending saga, it seems, has been going on for like at least 3 years now, two or
Yeah.
3 years now, with Meg and Tory, the whole who shot you? You know what I'm saying? If you've been under a rock for the last 3 years, you know what I'm saying? It was an incident that happened outside of like Kylie Jenner's place or residence or something like that, where it's been alleged that Tory shot Megan Thee Stallion, who were kind of talking at the time. I don't know if nothing was official, but you know, first she tried to cover and say she stepped in glass, and then I guess whatever happened, it's been a whole bunch of stories and theories out there. Eventually she came to it and said, "He shot me multiple times," you know what I'm saying? Each time, each year, she's getting bolder, bolder, saying. But now, like, she's like, "Motherfucker, you shot me. Admit to it and shit." And so, where we're at today is, you know what I'm saying, it's getting closer and closer, even while the case keeps getting postponed. It got postponed again to like April, I think.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, Ack, you know, he's a blogger, a media person. He got wind of some court records. And Tory's defense is saying it was no evidence of DNA on the weapon or magazine that was allegedly used to shoot Megan Thee Stallion. So he kind of reported that prematurely, is what Megan was saying. And she was saying, "Oh, we haven't even started that yet. And how do you get this?" And that whole spawned the whole thing. You know, Ack is volatile, especially when it comes to the women. So he's like going on her. I think he kind of already had like some type of beef with her already, you know what I'm saying? And
Okay.
so he's going on her about saying that she only got like all these awards because of sympathy, because she got shot and all this other shit. And Meg is like lashing out, calling him like a fat boy and all that shit, and fake media and shit like that. And Tory is, you know what I'm saying, proclaiming his innocence, saying like, you know what I'm saying, basically. Because I think she tried to say, "Oh, why you apologize then?" And he was saying, basically, "I just apologize for basically effing the two friends, Meg and her friend."
Yeah, I seen that. That was, if this was wrestling, that's one of the crazy rebuttals we might have ever seen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. So, you know, Party, Meg's boyfriend or lover, is chiming in, wants to meet up with. But Tory, like, "Man, you already seen me a few times. Calm down." And it's just like a whirlwind with like extra people coming into it, because I believe I think when Ak was addressing Meg, he kind of took a shot at the Tasha K chick who was involved with Cardi.
Right.
So she took a shot at Ak, like, Tomas, like, stop playing with me. All these girls in my DMs talking about you drugged and raped them and shit. So that shit is getting messy. And then who else is involved? I think it's still swirling around about Meg's old well, I think she's still kind of technically signed him. I think his dude name is Carl or whatever. He's like kind of linked with Jay Prince.
Mm-hmm.
So that's getting volatile because I think like Meg is like basically that's what Ak was saying. Like Meg gotta like gotta beg to put out music and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because like she signed to a label, she signed to a person, you know what I'm saying? Signed to the group and all that shit. So she got so many clearances and shit.
Right.
And they've been going through like court cases too because you know what I'm saying? You know how that shit go. He found Meg. Brought her to, I guess, a bigger situation. Now she's like super paid. Now she's trying to like cut out the middleman because you know what I'm saying, she want more money,
right?
But you can't really do that like that. You know what I'm saying? Can't do bad business like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like you know what I'm saying. So he been fighting like, oh nah, you gotta get it cleared by me to put out music and all that shit. So it's been just a clusterfuck of shit going on with this Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez case, man. I'm just kind of ready to see it at least get started and get underway because I'm like, it's like the biggest fucking cliffhanger we didn't have for like the longest time, bro. It's like, did he or did he not shoot her?
Right.
How do you feel, bro?
It's just like, and we had, remember we had, well, we've been having every time something new makes this topic hot again. And it's just like, I feel like the longer it goes on, it's just the more and more I'm starting to think like he didn't do it.
Okay.
And I was saying the other day when we was talking about this, and it was like, I love Megan Thee Stallion, but it's like, yo, if she really lied about this, and she the way she's like going hard about it, then yo, something's wrong.
Yeah, it's something wrong. Yeah, and I would like to see what happens to her. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I want something to happen to her, but I just be. You know what I mean? I like to study shit like this. Like, so I just want to see how the media and so on and so forth will act, how it will treat her. You know what I'm saying? Because she's still going to have a regular career. Will she get quote-unquote canceled? You know what I'm saying? What all the women, feminists, have to say about this shit? You know what I'm saying?
She definitely would be cutting it super close to cancellation.
Yeah, I would think so. But it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like,
right,
this shit would just go on, just how, like any other female, like accuse a man of some shit, and nothing happens to the female. You know what I'm saying? Pretty
right.
much.
And then, right.
Tori's gonna be scarred for life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He still, even if he proved his innocence, oh, you still shot that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And we've seen that with plenty of court cases and whatnot. Oh, I just want this to be over. Damn it. If he did it, he did it. If he didn't, he didn't. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? But we all know that when it comes to court, it's about what you can prove.
Right.
So that's a huge thing that's going to be in his favor if that report is true about none of his DNA being on the gun in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have any like character witnesses or any video people saying he shot her or video showing that he did it, I really don't see how you can be proven guilty.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Like, because, like, I don't, how do you explain the no DNA being on the weapon and shit? Like, it was like the middle of the summer or some shit, right? So, nigga ain't got no gloves and the shit on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was
yeah.
like a spontaneous thing. It was like, you know what I'm saying? So, how the fuck do you explain that? Unless it was tampered with or some shit, I don't know. Like that or, like you said, that's gonna be interesting.
Or just didn't happen, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's real interesting to see this play out. Hopefully, it doesn't just keep getting pushed back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm still on the fence about it. I'm gonna keep an open mind either way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all I ask, you know what I'm saying, in situations like this and shit. I know it's like, it's so hard, you know what I'm saying?
Not to choose sides.
Get involved, right, you know what right. I'm saying? Definitely want to protect black women, protect people in general. You always want to you know what I'm saying, protect your innocence too, it, just in case if Tory is actually innocent, you know what I'm
right,
saying? So it's
right.
Like, that's why people just need to just chill, hear the facts of the case, and then, you know what I'm saying, make a decision from there and shit.
Facts. Facts. So I did have like a screenshot. I didn't get a chance to write down on the list that we can kind of segue into since we're talking about like court and stuff. And that was
okay. The, I got one after you.
Okay, that was the YNW Melly situation.
Okay.
So, we all know he's been locked up for a couple years now, right? A few years.
Yeah.
So he's been locked up for a few years now. The Murder on My Mind rapper, who is accused of killing two of his own group mates, and the breaking news on this was, they have 65 pages of new evidence, which boils down to the prosecution being 99.9% sure YNW Melly is the person that executed these murders. The one of the pages included like some ballistic tests that came back, which exposed that the fatal shots to both members came from within inside the car, from what would appear to be the driving seat of the vehicle. And at the time, YNW Melly was the person that was driving, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that was just one of the pages, and they said they have like at least 60 more of evidence that points that this guy murdered his peoples and rode around for hours with the deceased bodies, took them to like an abandoned place or something, where he shot the car up and tried to make it seem like it was a drive-by. Said he, when he shot the car up, he did use the same, I guess they must have found a gun from him or something, and it was the same bullets that were in them and, you know, had shot up the car, but the gun was his or something, or something close to him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he didn't, it ain't like he just used a random gun and then tossed it. He used like something that was, that could be linked back to him. So it's looking like this is pretty much going to be a formality at this point, and this guy isn't going to come home. Talented dude, but it looks to be over for all intents and purposes. How you feel about that?
Yeah, man, super, super unfortunate, man. Like, I don't know. It was like, that's just sick, though. Like, well, I don't know what the fucking going on that you can kill your fucking friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like I said, that, like they say that in Florida, man, shit is crazy. And I definitely heard about that shit, too. Like you said, you broke down everything I heard and shit, yeah.
It's
like so much evidence pointing to him, you know what I'm saying? The shots came from where he was sitting, you know what I'm saying? The bullets were placed back to him. They would say, even though they tried to cover it up by a drive-by, it was the same weapon that was used to kill the gentleman. Like, what the fuck do people be thinking, bro? It's like,
like, it's 2022, bro. Like, you know that they can trace all this stuff back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas are still trying to execute stuff like this, like, the early 90s or something.
Yeah. Like, if you, like, I don't know, like, it seems like now, like, 2022 and 21, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You should be able to, like, look at past cases and see what the fuck niggas went wrong, and you should be better. But I'm glad they didn't, so they can get caught, because these motherfuckers are stupid as shit, doing dumb shit like this.
Yeah, and then the reason, allegedly, was that the two members of the group were either extorting or trying to set up his mother or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember, yeah, back in, like, yeah, when I first heard about the trial, was something to do with his mom and shit.
Right, right. So whether that warrants you killing them, it had to be, I don't know. Like you said, this Florida rappers, the street rappers now are just, like, totally different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't need a solid reason to, like, want to kill somebody.
Right.
So you can go ahead and segue into yours. I just wanted to get an update on that one.
Oh yeah, just a small little tidbit. You remember the clown Kyle Rittenhouse, whatever? So apparently he's putting together a program, a media accountability program, which I guess is going to be like some type of take donations, where like he's going to be going after everybody who said something bad about him, called him a racist, white supremacist, a killer, and all that shit. And he named like superstars and ball players. He name dropped Whitney Houston, and it was some white musician.
He said Whitney Houston?
I mean, I said Whoopi Goldberg. Excuse me, Whoopi
Oh,
Goldberg. Excuse me. Oh, what the hell? Think about Whitney Houston. But yeah, Whoopi Goldberg says he's gonna be going after her. You know what I'm saying? And a whole bunch of other people and shit like that. I'm like, this guy is fucking sad, bro.
Oh yeah, because didn't he say like LeBron?
He didn't say his name in this report, but he said sports players, and that's the first person I thought of and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I know LeBron definitely said something about him and shit like that. So yeah, he's probably gonna be trying to like fund up and come after these people, whatever. He was on Fox News talking to Tucker Carlson about this shit or whatever.
Tucker Carlson, so lame. But yeah, this is interesting to keep an eye on. Let's see like what kind of traction he can get.
Yeah, you know, or you know, that's why like I'm like keeping a close eye, like you said. It's like them white people, they support these people like him and George Zimmerman and shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely you'll see how
48 hours. He done made $5 million already.
Right.
Yeah, so that's one thing I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. One thing I am envious about white people, besides like all the money and the power and all that, is like they stick together, bro.
Yeah, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, like and that whether you right or wrong, if you got like a strong support system, it's gonna be hard to be wrong. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? So that's one thing I do like commemorate them on. Like, they stick together, but he's definitely a clown, bro. Like it's not like you went to trial and you was just like innocent. Like, you did kill those people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You were just awarded an excuse to get away with it.
Right.
That's all that is. I don't under like you got to be like super un not unconscious, but like have no conscience at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what like rubs me the wrong way, among other things. But that's the shit that like really grinds my gears and shit. Like with him and Zimmerman, like people who knew they was fucking guilty and they got away with it, but now they just keep like reminding us, you know what I'm saying? Like by
Right.
doing dumb shit, like Zimmerman was like selling the gun and all that shit in the auctions and shit like that. And now you got this
Skittles.
clown, yeah, signing shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talking hella shit on social media and all this shit. Somebody want box people and all this other shit. I mean, we'll see what this fucking clown Kyle Rittenhouse is up to, man. This is latest bullshit with this whole media program shit.
So definitely just gonna keep an eye on this one. That's a good tidbit right there. I'm gonna segue into the Summer Walker situation.
Okay.
So Summer Walker is making headlines again for somewhat of a wrong reason. So Summer Walker, I believe, is on tour, right? And so one of her hit songs, I forget the name of it, and I'm stupid ass cropped it out of the screenshot because it was like at the bottom or whatever. And it's a hit song that references like to her failed relationship with London on the track. Is that his name correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the song has made like a bunch of streaming little records and platforms and such, but she refuses to perform that song because of the trauma that it brings her. But fans were requesting that she perform song at said show. So when she refused to perform said song, a lot of fans started booing and requesting refunds. And it's an interesting, and that's what I definitely want your opinion. It's an interesting gray area, right? Because as a business, you're an artist, but and as a consumer, you want to hear the artist's music. But when it comes to something that's so like emotional and you know, this is real music to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, should she be? I know we rag on Summer Walker all the time for all the other BS that she be pulling off, but should she be like granted some type of leniency here? Like, I feel like she should, technically. I know it's a business, and I don't give a fuck what you're going through. We want to hear this song, perform that shit. You know, especially if you pay like top dollar for the tickets and all of that stuff. But I feel like if it's going to open up a wound or cut kind of deep or something and make her relive some traumas, I kind of feel like, hey, well, you know, the next time around, let her perform it. She's good this time. What you think?
Like you said, I feel both sides, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I wouldn't be mad. Even if I was a fan, I paid, you know what I'm saying, tickets to go see her. If I do that, I'm a fan of Summer Walker, you know what I'm saying? So
Right.
like I'm not gonna be mad at maybe missing one or two songs, you know what I'm saying? Especially for that reason and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 'Cause like, you know what I'm saying, now with this whole mental health and all that shit, I'm more, you know what I'm saying, lenient for shit like that. So I will understand this shit. But I mean, I guess I can't be mad at some fans, but I definitely more so understand the side with her and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like she said, she writes her music herself. That's her personal shit. You know what I'm saying? She
Right.
probably don't want to relive that shit right now. Like you said, the shit is just it's soon and shit. Like you're saying, like she's saying, like reference some of the songs about London and her kid and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
So it's
right.
like, yeah, I'm not going. I wouldn't want to put her through that shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I pay my money to see her and I'm really invested into this person. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be that mad over a couple songs. You know what I'm saying? Because
Right.
if I do that, I'm investing into this person's catalog. So just give me some more hits. She got a lot of
Right.
hits
Definitely
and
got a lot of hits. Yep.
beat cuts and shit like that. If you're invested as a fan that you want to hear perform, I know it sucks. You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't know.
Think of
Fans are like so entitled these days, bro.
yeah, fans, you gotta think about the big picture. Because if you make her relive these traumas and then she go off and kill herself or something, now it's no more Summer Walker, period. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, like you said, I know we feel entitled. It stems from life being super stressful. And that's probably like one of your biggest outlets. You know what I'm saying? And it's well, at least I'm going to see someone. And it's crazy because remember we was watching AEW last night. And when MJF was cutting this promo, and remember we was kind of dialed out because I was like, what the hell is he talking about with football? So after rewatching the promo this morning, I was blown away when you listen to the whole thing, because then it made sense. And he was saying like he was giving the backstory on like how he had ADHD or ADD or something like that, and he was always like an odd kid. He wasn't always rich and this and that, and he was getting bullied and he was like he had severe depression and this and that. And the only thing that got him out of bed on a Friday was to go see CM Punk. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, fast forward to this, that's probably like how a lot of people thinking. So like, yeah, I ain't shit going right in life right now, but at least I get to go see Summer Walker and hear these songs. You know what I'm saying?
But this go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
I about to say, like, if that person, I know it's probably like too much to ask for, but like if you dealing with something, you know what I'm saying, you should be able to identify if she's telling you she's dealing with something, you know what I'm saying? So I
Yeah.
understand you should be mad, you shouldn't be asking for bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I know it sucks, but like god damn, nigga, you ain't the only motherfucker dealing with some shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true too. But that is kind of asking, like, I mean, that's why I say I just it's a gray area. Like,
Yeah.
like I don't. And you know, like you said, you still getting Summer Walker.
Right.
You just not getting some of those songs, and I unless I'm just like. Unless I done went through the exact same shit she went through, and I need to hear those songs. That's the only thing I can really think will be, make me be like, "Yo, that's crazy." You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? But I don't know. I feel like she this time is not. That's not bad.
Yeah, but that's the thing though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, like, artists and people in general, you gotta chill out on the bullshit. So, like, when it's something in question like this comes around, it doesn't look as bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not a whole multitude of bullshit you done did or whatever. You know
Right.
what I'm saying? Granted, you know what I'm saying? Like that, she said this is a good reason. But you know what I'm saying, some of this shit get washed away because you kind of been on bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, I don't know. That's why, like, you gotta keep that capital with people, you know, and not fuck up on dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
So when you need people's sympathy or, for lack of better words, you know what I'm saying, understanding.
Cause after she did that, after she did that shit with Drake,
Right.
that kind of was like going forward. You better be like perfect at the concerts. You know what I'm saying? Like we waiting for you for 3, 4 hours, and you riding around the city with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah. So that's the latest on Summer Walker. Hopefully she. You know, she need to work on her rapport with the fans, like you said, man. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to. The last thing you want to do is have that Lauryn Hill reputation. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying? And it's like you know, she probably is gonna get to a point where Lauryn Hill probably couldn't even sell out a cafeteria or something. You know
Yeah, she be duping the shit out of people.
what I'm saying? Yeah, and one of the most talented people of the 90s. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so that's a tidbit on her, and then I also have another one before I swing it back to you. And this one is about Miss Alabama Zoe, who died recently at the age of 27 from suicide, jumping from her condo building. Now this is the second time in about a month that one of these models, because I think last time it was one of the Miss USAs that jumped out of her building to her death about 3, 4 weeks ago, and we turn around and it's happening again. Now obviously a lot of people think that you know whenever something happens twice in like a short period of time, you know people throw out the conspiracy theories and stuff like that, and which you know. We can be quite the, you know, the conspiracist sometimes, but I really feel like I wish people would stop doing that as much because it provides an easy excuse or a distraction to the fact that, you know, people's minds is really not right right now. You know what I'm saying? Like for somebody to have like. Two kids, and I think they said one of them is 8 months old. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and you just remember. I think remember like a while ago, me, you, and Fly Guy, we was in a party, and we was talking about like people killing themselves, and was like it's one thing to kill yourself, but we was talking about how people was like jumping in front of trains and stuff like that, and I was like it's another thing to like kill yourself that kind of way. Like you need to punish yourself on your way out. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what I look at like this, like jumping out of a window of a building. You know what I'm saying? So it's just super sad. Very beautiful young lady, got the kids, and you just no matter what the what kind of success you're going through, you just never know what people about, man. What's your feel on this one?
Yeah, man, it's super unfortunate, man. Like you said, man, you never know what people are dealing with. That's why, like, I always try to reach out to anybody that I know. You know what I'm saying? If I see something like a little bit off what you normally do, I try to reach out just to make sure everything is straight.
Mm-hmm.
And super unfortunate. Rest in peace. Condolences to the family.
Yeah. And yeah, that was just a tidbit on that, just shouting her out. So what did you wanna get into?
Oh man, like we always we got a few ongoing sagas, and something we've been talking about a lot as recent is NBA YoungBoy versus Dirk. they're back at it again. You know, NBA YoungBoy had made like a little diss to the O-Block and a few other people in the industry, like any little Chopper and all that. Dirk was allegedly supposed to come up with a project, but it turned out to be a diss song towards NBA YoungBoy called Aha, where he took aim at the rapper, calling him like a rat and all this other stuff, talking about murder, you just came home and all this other stuff like that. And it didn't take YoungBoy long. Hours later, firing back with his own diss track, Hate YoungBoy, where he disses Lil Durk, Lil Baby, and Gucci Mane.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah. I don't know what's going on with the boy YoungBoy. Like I said, anybody who's like close to that side, he's like, he's taking shots at him, shit. So man, this is a crazy, crazy situation. Well, I wish it would kind of end, you know what I'm saying? Cause like this shit is got violent, and like Dirk alleged to sliding on ops or whatever, you know what I'm saying, in silence.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess not silent anymore because you just told us.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I will say I do like that though. That's like some old school shit right there. For this try to come out and, you know what I'm saying, and a rapid response. I will say I like that.
Yeah.
But especially
in a timely manner.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like these young boys really don't hold too much the elements of hip hop, you know what I'm saying, like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was kind of
that nigga dancing. Hold on. Let me go. We're gonna shoot that nigga that nice, man. You know what? Even though I like Gucci, love Lil Baby, and like Dirt, it's hard to like not acknowledge that cat on the other side got some power, man.
You said what?
The YoungBoy.
Oh yeah, yeah. He definitely got some power.
He got some power, man. Like I remember we was talking about a little while ago, like how he don't got no socials or nothing like that, but he be like his streaming, he be breaking like the super streaming records and getting the most support and all of this and that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, it's an entity out here.
And when I hear the young people talking, that's like the first person that they always bring up is him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they love him.
Yeah, NBA YoungBoy. And it's like, he's, from the outside looking in, he's like in God mode right now.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Lil Baby Dirk and Gucci, that's not like his own power entity in itself, man. Yeah. so this is interesting. I'm gonna check those diss songs out because, like you said, that does kind of got like an old school feel. Somebody drop a song and then a couple hours later, niggas retaliating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Lil Durk joint definitely sound pretty good. And I gotta listen to the what's the name joint again. YoungBoy joint. I think I heard like DJ Academics read the fucking lyrics and that shit just so fucking dumb when he reading the fucking lyrics and shit, cause you know what I'm saying, he's reading it like how it's written and shit, you know, people got certain accents and shit, make shit might sound a little bit better and shit.
Cadence is,
yeah. So I gotta hear his genre of shit, but yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't know what it is. I wanted to get into YoungBoy cause like you said, like you gotta want to check it out if you're just a fan of music.
Right.
Because, like, just like you said, you just see the following and all that shit he has and shit. So I've been wanting to check it out, but I just haven't had a chance.
Yeah, it's hard because it's like, I've tried checking them out, but it's just like, maybe this is a young person thing.
Yeah.
You know? And then I just got to factor in, like, because, you know, around here, we have a very popular rapper in Gunu.
Okay.
And his style of music is super unorthodox, where he's like offbeat, and he whispers a lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I got a couple of songs that I like from him, but I can't listen to him like a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. it's just like, damn, you know, maybe it's just the young person thing. This is what music is. And yeah, I've been just trying to make up a bunch of excuses why I don't like it and other people do. Like, you know, all right, well, maybe, you know, niggas is off the lean and Zan. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I gotta be off that to appreciate it or something, man, you know?
Yeah, I just say, like, fuck it, just different strokes for different folks and shit. Cause I be liking some music and y'all niggas like your shit, but it's like, I mean, you ain't gonna like everything, you know what I'm saying? It just is what it is and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely gonna keep trying to get cuz to listen to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it be some songs and shit, like you said, I be listening to streamers, you know what I'm saying, since he's so popular, you know, he's always getting played in the streams and shit. So I be having some shit, I'll be alright or whatever. But like, I probably just gotta just fuck with him one time and just go through with some shit. Look at YouTube playlists and some shit, most popular songs and shit, and start there and shit. Best projects and start there and some shit.
Facts. Super facts. Yeah. That is crazy. So I guess we could slide from one NBA to another and get into this past All-Star weekend. So this saw a couple of new styles of formats for a couple of the All-Star activities, starting with the, do they still call it the Rising Stars, like the rookies and sophomores? Do they still call it that?
Yeah, still call it Rising Stars. I don't know if they do rookies and sophomores now. Because, like, they've been doing, like, the World versus USA and all that shit.
Yeah. And so this time around, they split the format into four teams. And they're slowly adapting it to, like, what the main All-Star game is like. You know, where you're just kind of playing. Well, no, because they got the foolery attached to it where you got to do obstacles in between, like quarters and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? so you play a quarter of basketball, right? And then at the end of the first quarter, they might have, like, one of the things from the skills challenge set up, like the passing little obstacles. And whoever gets the most points from the passing obstacles, they'll get some crazy type of incentive going into the second quarter. Like, oh, we'll add 10 points to your score, or y'all can play the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, you know, 5-on-4. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. just all types of foolery going on here, bro.
Definitely foolery.
So, after my huge, huge disappointment, and this and the Celebrity All-Star, because the Celebrity All-Star game was the same exact way. Play the first quarter, then do some crazy incentive, and you got some type of bonus going into the second quarter, so on and so forth. Did you see any of this?
No, I'm so glad I was fucking asleep, bro. Like, I had to work, so I ain't really seen none of this shit. It sounds like I didn't miss anything, but maybe the All-Star game.
Yeah. It terrible, bro. Terrible. I'm a huge SpongeBob fan, right?
Okay.
It was this episode where Mr. Krabs was trying to, like, draw people into the Krusty Krab or whatever, because business was slow. And so he started putting up, like, TVs in the joint or whatever, so people could watch TV while they eat. But you had to pay to watch TV while you was eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when one cuz was in the joint, and he ain't pay, the nigga had, like, SpongeBob had told Mr. Krabs that he ain't paid to watch TV, so he getting free TV. The nigga, Mr. Krabs, like, run out the joint with a remote, and he pressed a button, and everything cuz watched came back out of his eyes and mind and went back into the TV, though. And that's what I was thinking of when I was watching this shit. Like, yo, I wish I had that button right now. You know what I'm saying? So
motherfuckers,
you did not miss nothing, bro. Nothing. So it takes us to Saturday, And you know, we got the skills challenge, which is under a completely different format. This isn't, you know, the top point guards in the game. This isn't like top players in the game. This is, they have this set up in teams now. So because we're in Cleveland, we had Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland on one team, obviously of the Cavaliers. We had the Antetokounmpo brothers, Giannis, his brother that plays for Milwaukee, and then the other brother, I think he's in the G League, on another team. And I forgot who the other team was, but long story short, oh yeah, it was like some rookie sophomore type team put together or whatever. So long story short, you have to do the relay, and whoever finishes it in the shortest amount of time wins. But now we've been watching this stuff for years, right? You know how you got to pass the ball through like the little circle thing, and you got to keep doing it until you get it in there. You didn't even have to do it this time. Like, you just had to pass the ball. And if you kept, like, after, like, the third miss, niggas just took off running, doing something else. You know what I'm saying? And you know how you got to dribble, like, around a little fake little cone setup and whatever. And then you got to shoot a jump shot.
Like a
And then
free
you,
throw joke type, right?
right. And you can't, you're not supposed to go on until you make it. Like, niggas will miss the free throw twice. And then go back down the other end. And it's like, yo, bro, what is this? You know
Oh
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
that's wild.
Yeah. And it's like, then it's like set up differently because it's like it's different rounds, and whoever win the round gets the points. You know what I'm saying? And then it came down to the last thing was worth like 200 points. So you could, even if you had zero, you could steal it if you win. You had to hit it was who it came down to who could hit a half court shot the fastest. And the Antetokounmpo niggas was like super trash, but the little rookie team had hit a half court shot in 9 seconds. And then it came down to like, you know, the Cleveland niggas had 9 seconds to make one, and then Evan Mobley ended up hitting the zone in 3 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah. And so they ended up winning the zone or whatever. And it was just like, bro, this shit was so trash. You know what I'm
Sounds like
saying?
a clusterfuck.
Yeah. And then it took us to like the 3-point contest, which was good. It was decent. You know what I'm saying? Like, Karl-Anthony Towns ended up winning that, breaking the record in the process, because I think he had the highest points that somebody ever gotten in the final round. He had 29 in the last round. I don't think nobody ever did that before. And he's beating out like Fred VanVleet and Luke Kennard, and you know, just a couple of other quote unquote sharpshooters around the league. You know what I mean? Zach LaVine and all of that. So that was decent. But then the dunk contest kind of just like it emphasized like what the weekend was so far. You know what I'm saying? And this was, I was about to say arguably, but there's no argument. This was easily the worst dunk contest of all time.
Damn
Like,
shame.
never seen so many missed dunks. And I was shocked because I was like, even guys like, you know, Obi Toppin, he ended up winning. But it's like he won on like a technicality. And he's the only one like finishing dunks. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody else is finishing dunks. Like literally, nobody is finishing dunks. Like, what the fuck? And you just thinking the whole time, like, bro, didn't y'all practice for this? Didn't niggas like, or did y'all just like say, yeah, I do it when I get there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's out there freestyling.
Yeah, like it was baffling. Like the whole weekend, like I went into Sunday thinking I would have to see one of the greatest All-Star games of my life to not say that this All-Star weekend was complete trash. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now luckily they gave us one of them don'ts. They gave us one of them classic don'ts. And it didn't make up for it, but it allows you to say, like, all right, well, we know all these niggas different anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So All-Star Game was definitely was a highlight factory. I had to come out of retirement on YouTube, even do a reaction video to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And Steph Curry, 16 three-pointers, which is crazy. 50 points. He's the All-Star Game MVP. Bro, you watch the highlights from this?
Nah, I ain't get a chance. I've been meaning to watch your video, but I ain't get a chance to watch the highlights of this joint either.
Watch, go like House of Hoops or House of Highlights. The NBA page probably got it. Like, go watch just a recap of this game, bro. And me personally, the last like 5, 10 minutes of the game was crazy, bro. Cause you know, niggas buckle down, both sides trying to win, niggas going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like everybody letting everybody go off at first, but niggas was doing all-star stuff while niggas was playing hard, was like super crazy. Like Booker catching the oop with the left hand over Embiid, and you know, it seemed like LeBron and them was going to get the victory all easily. They was up by like 6-7. Then LaVine come down and get a dunk, and then he steal it in. He come down and drain like a three, and now they just down by one. You know what I'm saying? All leading to like LeBron doing the little super fadeaway, Jordan fadeaway dunk. Yeah, dunk was like that. That was like a spectacle in itself and shit. Yeah, but that sums up the All-Star weekend. So, like you said, the only thing you really missed is the actual game. All that other stuff could have easily not been seen.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. They gotta do something better, get all that bullshit out the way and come up with some better content, bro. Like, gotta get some better dunkers in the dunk contest. Like you said, the 3-point contest was all right. I don't know what you could do. The Rising Star Jump was all right. Just go back to rookies versus sophomores or some shit. I don't
Yeah,
know.
there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's nothing. I didn't feel like I was like not even against the whole USA versus the world thing. Like that can be pretty decent if you got some Luka X players coming in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's slow with the foreigners that year, then just go back to rookies and sophomores regular. But yeah, I get it. They're trying to be innovative and do stuff, but it definitely was a fail. Yeah. But that about sums up the NBA. Did you want to touch on anything about that?
Nah, that's all I got as far as NBA and shit.
Okay. So what else you got?
I think that's about it. Juwan Howard, Michigan, Wisconsin scuffle.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I was like, what the hell going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause like I go to sleep so damn early, I miss a lot of shit. So I seen like woke up to headlines about, you know what I'm saying, Juwan Howard. And then I'm just in the break room, you know what I'm saying, chilling. I see this shit on ESPN. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because like I seen like a little bit of it when I walked in. It was looked like goddamn Malice in the Palace type shit. It's like a bunch of motherfuckers and shit. And then I go back to see it, I guess like Wisconsin was winning. And I guess they was doing like little dumb shit at the end of the game, taking timeouts when they need to, and hurry up by like what, 7 or some shit like that. And when the coaches met, the dude made contact with Juwan Howard and shit. And I understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, don't fucking touch me. You know what I'm saying?
All
And
right.
like he tried like get Juwan Howard a stern talking to him. You know, that's not gonna go good for anybody in the black culture, and especially someone like Juwan Howard ain't on the bullshit.
It's crazy because it's like when this happened, I had got on Twitter to try to research it, and And the first meme that I seen was like Juwan Howard should have been smacking Chris Webber like that if he was getting mad, if he was to get mad time out, it should have been that junk. It's just like, yo, no matter what happens, Twitter just gonna have jokes for you, yo.
Yeah, niggas gotta get their shit off, man.
But yeah, like you said, you just knew that like he's not one of those guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the assistant was thinking on the other team, but I guarantee you one thing, he's not gonna do that type of thing anymore. I wouldn't say it was warranted to smack him, but I get it. You frustrated. Yeah, you're having an up and down season. It's almost tournament time. Every win is going to matter from here on out. He got suspended, right?
Yeah, I think for the rest of the season, which is like 5 games.
Okay. Yeah. So if they able to make the tournament, which I don't see why they wouldn't, unless they just probably lose out of. Get punished or something like that. You could just focus on the tournament. You know what I mean? I don't condone smacking people, but I guess you can't tell people how to react to things that they don't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one thing I learned and I kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you can't tell somebody else how to react. You can control what the fuck you do, but you can't, you know what I'm saying? Can't control other people and shit. So just watch what you do. And hopefully people act accordingly.
Facts. Yeah. So we'll see going forward. First game back or something. We'll see how he act. You know what I'm saying? Was that it on that situation?
Yeah, I think that's all the talk was like, yeah, this kind of recent or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got one little small tidbit. Anybody that grew up in the 90s that watched cartoons was probably a Arthur fan. You watched Arthur when you was younger?
Hell yeah, that was my guy, man.
Yeah, so childhood favorite Arthur is coming in after a 25-year run. Didn't even know Arthur was still making episodes.
Me neither, bro.
The last new episode aired this past week, in which it foreshadowed 25 years down the line, in which all the friends were meeting up to get lunch, and they showcased like new looks, how they will look down the line, and all of that as the end to an incredible run. Damn, bro, I did not know Arthur was making new episodes, and that's crazy that he lasted this long.
Right, I did. It didn't hit me, but I guess I should have known when they had that whole fiasco about Mr. Ratburn being gay or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that. But you know how like they retroactive do shit now. So I don't know if they were saying he was gay or along with some shit. You know what I'm saying? How they just be changing shit.
And that was like a few years ago. So yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay. So yeah, it's crazy that we living in some like crazy times, bro. Like good and bad. You know what I'm saying? Like we're seeing whether it's sports with like LeBron and Tom Brady and Jordan and them. Or like just little stuff like this, like cop like these classic cartoons that's lasted for 25, 30 years, you know what I mean? Like this greatness, because they damn sure don't make cartoons like this now. At least I don't think so. Like
Yeah, but I can't really get into today's cartoons. And when I did with the regular show, they canceled that junk kind of rather quickly, I think. But I, like I said, I haven't gotten into these new cartoons.
I think nowadays it's like it's too many politics that go into everything. Like you can't just come out with something like educational, put it on cable and let it thrive. Like now you gotta worry about the streaming stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we can't compete with this stream, so we gotta cancel this show and all that. And yeah, it's probably a lot more BS that goes into it. But great run by Arthur nonetheless. And that is all I have on topics myself. So you want to get into the F facts, or you want to do the hit thing first, or what?
We can do the facts first.
All right. So my what the F fact is, I got to scroll past the songs because I had that queued up. Okay, here we go. So mine is about metal, right? So you know how in order to like fuse metal, we need like to weld it. Yeah. So did you know, when not just you, but y'all listening, know that in space you don't need heat for metal to weld together?
Wow.
So because of the lack of the lack of atmosphere in space, things tend to normally stick and weld together quite naturally. So if you took two pieces of metal and just rubbed them together in space, they will automatically weld together.
That's crazy.
And on Earth, we got to go through all this. You got to put the little face mask on, get the blowtorch and all that. You know what I'm
No
saying?
bullshit.
And
Sheesh.
right. And then in space, all you got to do is like. That's my what the F fact for today.
All right, I got a little slight giant. Oh man, the long age debate. Does pineapples go on pizza?
Yes.
You say yes.
Yes.
You said that quick. I want to say you had this conversation like on your Facebook or some shit recently, all right?
About a year
A
ago or
year
something.
ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what that pizza's called, right?
Hawaii.
Hawaiian pizza. What if I was to tell you that that pizza was not created in Hawaii? That pizza was created by a cook in Toronto, Canadian chef, who put ham, pineapples on a pizza, and it just got called the Hawaiian pizza because of the canned pineapples he used. Like, I hate shit like this, but like your life is just, it's been a lie.
I know he was sick. I
Yeah,
know he was sick because he stole his credit and all that,
1962, this was invented.
Lord, Slim, y'all gonna say this shit came from Hawaii, Slim? What the
This came from the six, nigga.
Y'all do know pineapples growing other places than Hawaii, right?
Right. Hey, mad as shit.
Yeah, I did not know that. I know he was sick. I know.
Yeah.
Nah, that's good right there. I did not know that. You would start an argument because I heard 90% of people just say it don't go on pizza.
Right.
Yeah, I fuck with it. You fuck with it?
Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah.
I can eat it, but it's nothing I probably would order. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? Like, I think I had like way back in the day. And it's not really my cup of tea. Cause like, I don't know, I don't like hot pineapples and shit. I like my fruit generally cold.
Okay.
If not at least room temperature. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But yeah, you get a hot fresh pizza. But it's straight though. Like you said, nothing I order though.
Niggas be acting like it's just a cardinal sin.
Yeah.
Like, whoa,
It ain't that
pineapple.
bad as people make it seem.
Whoa.
It's eatable. It's edible.
Yeah. Like, Like, come on. You like pineapples, you like pizza. Like you said, it would have to be something like what you said. Like, you just don't like your pineapples not cold. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying? Yeah. Other than that, I know from working at DW, that was one of their go-to pizzas all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this ain't bad. Well, but yeah, that's good right there. I did not know that. All right, so
On to the music, man. This has become like one of my favorite parts of the pod. I love this shit.
hand me
Just like I was
down.
having fun doing the facts and shit. Yeah, this shit's
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, hand-me-down hits, where we discuss hit songs that belong to others, but were either passed on or I guess some type of technicality forced one artist to miss out on it and another artist got it and thrived with it. So I got a few today, actually.
Okay, go ahead. I got two.
All right. So mines will all stem from Jay-Z. So
Okay.
you can tell I specifically researched this. So one of Jay-Z's biggest hits back in the day was Heart of the City. We're all familiar with that. But did you know that it wasn't originally made for Jay-Z? This song was created by Kanye West for DMX. After coming to DMX with this concept about Heart of the City with the beat and the consent, he said the consensus idea of the song, but was still was going to give DMX free reigns, obviously because of who he was. DMX declined. And with Jay-Z, he says after the meeting, they kind of was, they just was like talking them, talking or whatever. And he kind of had threw out there he did a song for DMX and DMX turned it down or whatever. So he don't know what he gonna do with like the beat or whatever. He said Jay asked to hear it, and the rest was history. Ain't no love the heart of the city. Could you imagine hearing DMX on that one?
I probably could, you know what I'm saying? I probably wouldn't be mad at it. I know he probably did something crazy with it if he was inspired, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't mad at Jay-Z got it though. It's one of my favorite Hov songs.
Yeah, that's I felt like that would have been a win-win situation right there. The next one, which is still with Jay-Z, is Joe Budden's smash hit Pump It Up.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Yeah, so Just Blaze specifically made this beat with Jay-Z in mind. However, after discussing it with Jay, he turned it down, in which the song was given to in the possession of Joe Budden, who went on to make that one of his smash hits. So obviously we could say we could hear Jay-Z on it because he did do his own version when they started beefing. You know
Right,
what
that's what I was gonna say.
I'm saying? So yeah,
<Not
so we did get a taste of what it would have been like, you know what I'm saying? Which to this day is still one of the most underrated back and forths, I feel like, in hip hop history.
even>.
Because Joe Budden talking to Jay-Z, I was such a huge fan of the wordplay that they were using when they were including like foreign NBA stars and all of that. Like I was like, yo, these niggas is crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, the way these niggas talking to each other, like so casually, but like, yo, this is wild. Like, this is a beef right here.
That nigga Joe Budden still mad. He called him Sean Bradley and shit. He's still mad about that shit, bro.
Yo, that give me that, bring that hip hop back, please. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like, that was amazing. So I got two more, right?
Okay.
Right, so we all familiar with the artist, rest God rest his soul, Black Rob, whose biggest song of his career was Whoa. However, this song was constructed for Jay-Z.
Damn, Hov.
The only snag and why this didn't get done is because Jay-Z was in the groove with his music career. You know, this is around the time that he was gearing up for Blueprint and whatnot. He felt like he was in his own zone and he wanted to create all his own music from his natural mindset and not take on any other songs from any other artist or whatever. And you know, this is also around the time where he was writing for like Dr. Dre and them as well.
Okay.
So he felt like he was in too good of a groove. You're in too good of a groove to accept a smash hit, even though he was dropping his own. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine Jay-Z on Whoa?
I would love to hear it, man. That's like a classic song, man. I still will fucking bump Whoa and shit, man. That shit was hard. Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? What he can do with it.
And my last one, this was crazy because I'm like a huge Jay-Z fan, and this is me learning something new. One of Jay-Z's biggest hits of his entire career is from The Blueprint, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Okay.
Smash hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this hit had to find his way to him because this beat and the consensus of the hook was made for Wu-Tang Clan member Ghostface Killah. So and this was around the time where he was kind of like still in the game and he was doing his thing as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So got wind of the beat in the song. Almost accepted it, but at the last minute declined to do so. After the beat had floated around, Jay-Z heard it, and we know what happened with that.
Classic.
Super classic. That was anthem status.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of his songs that was always on the fucking radio. But yeah, how you feel about that right there? Ghostface Killah, I feel like, my bad. I feel like he could have pulled this song off, actually. How you feel?
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't too familiar with Wu-Tang and Ghostface like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I definitely take your word for it, but. Like another one, like, well, I'm happy Hov got it.
Yeah, that's Heart of the City and Girls, 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 two of his biggest hits, almost wasn't his.
Right.
But that is it for me and my Jay-Z obsession. So hand it over to you, my good sir.
All right, I said I had two, but since you had. Oh, I'm gonna come back with at least one more and shit.
Okay. So
I'm gonna start off with one. I started to include, you know what I'm saying? But it was like kind of similar to my other one, so I didn't include it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a lot of backstory on that one, like how I got on this or the other two. But the hit me, baby, one more time. Mm-hmm. Big hit, breakout hit for Britney Spears was shopped around to the Backstreet Boys and female group TLC. And TLC didn't take it because, you know what I'm saying, the whole woman empowerment movement they was on, they didn't feel like a song called Hit Me Baby One More Time will resonate with their message and shit. But the funny thing about that shit is, T-Boss, she recognized it was going to be a hit. So it's like, why didn't you just like tweak it a little bit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have taken the hit and just would have had to explain later. Like, no, we're not talking about that kind of hit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And if you would, I guess maybe talk with the songwriters a little bit more, because the songwriters, I think they were from the UK and shit. You know, the language barriers and shit.
Okay.
So what they meant was like hit me up, like call me, not like actual hit me. So you know what I'm saying? The language barrier fucked up the meaning of the song. But like, if you'd have talked to him, you could have got a smash hit right there, and y'all bullshit, y'all dropped the ball.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then you know, obviously we done heard the Hit Me Baby one more time 100 times, so it resonates in our mind. But yeah, Call Me Baby wouldn't have been bad.
Yeah, some of that day, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever slang niggas is using back then, you know what I'm saying? Like they bullshit with that, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And especially like when you see like the TLC documentary and how they was already getting robbed and stuff like that.
Right.
I wouldn't have turned down nothing.
Yeah, it's a few people. Maybe I gotta like find some more videos and research some way to find the songs and shit. Cause like I said, the videos I be watching, it'd be a few mainstays on that damn list. You know what I'm saying? Like some people who are super fortunate, you know what I'm saying? I see why they might miss some songs, like the Rihanna's, the Beyonce's,
right,
shit like that. But like they, like I talked about the Leona Lewis, the Nicole Scherzinger, the chick from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
And TLC is like a mainstay, and like the last three I named, like people who probably could have really benefited from some of these hits if they really fucking sat down and like, you know what I'm saying, and went through the shit better and shit, because like they didn't have, in my opinion, the best music career they could have had. I know TLC got messed up because they lost a member and Left Eye, you know what I'm saying.
Right,
but like, still, they could have still probably been a little bit more monumental, even though they're like a mainstay in our culture and shit. You know what I'm saying? We still love TLC,
of course, right?
But moving along, damn, I don't know which one I want to do because both of these joints I kind of fuck with.
Do both of them?
No, I'm talking about which one I want to do next. But okay, all right. I had heard about this earlier, like not earlier, but like years ago and shit. You know what I'm saying? By like listening to the interviews and shit. The smash hit, 11 times platinum, you know what I'm saying, a mainstay in like every sad compilation video, the song See You Again.
Okay.
By Wiz Khalifa. So I heard like some real interesting things about this song. I don't know what happened first. Like, okay, so I'm hearing like artists, 50 Cent and Eminem had it. But they didn't want to do it because they were working on that Southpaw movie and soundtrack. So they let it go. And I think maybe after that, because I'm just thinking the ranking of celebrities, Wale had the chance to have it. Said he couldn't write to it because it was too sad. So he passed on it.
Tripping.
Yeah. And he's like a sad motherfucker, but.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then I guess maybe Fast and Furious purchased it.
Right.
Because I'm hearing Wiz Khalifa's story of how he got on it. Is it was, I guess it was supposed to be some type of compilation type track. Or maybe that was the process. Maybe they, because he said, like, when I guess the Fast and Furious people shopped it to him, it was supposed to be like 11 motherfuckers on this track or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And they only asked him for a verse. But I guess after hearing his verse, I was like, no, nah, this is yours, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Wiz got wind of it, and like he was like, oh, they trying to like really do something big with this. You know what I'm saying? Because they kept coming back to him like, okay, we like your first verse, this part. We like your second verse, this part. And just do this. He was like, so whatever they asked, I was had to make myself ready, available to switch or whatever, because I felt this was about to be kind of big. He didn't know it was going to be this monumental, you know what I'm saying, 11 times platinum.
Right.
But he was like, I had to make myself available, you know what I'm saying, for whatever tweaks and changes they want. But I heard the Wale shit like a while back, but I didn't know 50 and M had a shot at it.
Yeah, I read that, and it's funny because like pieces of what I read, it matched up to like pieces of the stuff you were saying too. So I read that Eminem and 50 Cent had it first as well. And they kind of like didn't want to do it, but now you feel they didn't know why, because they was working on something else. And I didn't hear about the part where it's supposed to be like a lot of people on it. So I did read one time that they were super impressed with Wiz Khalifa's verse or whatever, because I think it had gotten to the point where they was going to let Wichacom just do the song by itself. What's his name? Charlie Puth.
Yeah, that's the singer on it, yeah.
Right, so they would, I think they were going to come down to a settlement where they were just like, all right, well, we're just going to let him rock out on the song by itself. But they were so impressed with Wiz Khalifa that they had went back and asked him to do more about it. And that's kind of what you just said, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I definitely read about that. So, man, I really felt that really changed, like, Wiz Khalifa's career.
Yeah, because I was about to say, he was just catching Jones at that time. You know what I'm saying? Catching anthems like with the black and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That Jones, I think he had one other anthem. Oh, We Them Boys.
Yep.
So yeah, like it's like, go ahead.
And I was like, and then you had the smash hit that hits like through multiple cultures,
right?
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's gonna be
life changing.
Yeah, that's gonna be like, what's the word I'm looking for that song? It just took off beyond. It's gonna live for generations.
Oh yeah, that song's not going nowhere.
Right,
yeah.
You know.
That song is not.
Gonna be one of the ones and shit.
His verse and the way Charlie Puth singing, that beat.
That John Jai like almost kind of tune up the motherfucking tears like, every time you hear that shit, man.
Yeah, and then at the time with Paul Walker dying.
Right,
like, that was a perfect storm in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that would have changed Wale. That would have changed everybody's complete imagination of Wale, more than likely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, boy, you gotta like, you. I don't know. You kind of gotta kick yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know how we've been discussing like how we go over some of these songs. And you'll be like, well, it's hard to imagine if that was a hit. If we just hearing the beat and stuff like that,
right?
It's no facet of the imagination where they brought any piece of this song to you, and you didn't think this was gonna be a hit.
Okay, yeah.
At least with this song,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have played the beginning, like the intro. Oh yeah, this gonna be serious. Like, with me, if I hear piano, I'm more than likely going to fuck with you. You know? like, you said, hold on, who? This Charlie Puth on the hook? Oh, yeah. I'm going to fuck with y'all. All right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And I hate to bring, like, race into it, but it's the white people coming to you, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know they gonna push that shit. You know Hollywood gonna push that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I didn't even know it was 11 times platinum. I knew it was like multi-platinum, but 11 is just crazy. Like,
yeah,
that's
diamond and an extra joint.
Yeah, like you that's generational wealth right there.
Off one song, right? Like I said, he got a few other joints, not as big as that, but. You know what I'm saying? He does well for himself. I think he might be kind of...
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. We damn near ain't heard a weird since.
That's what I was just about to allude to. It's like, I'm happy for him and shit. Like, he's such a good guy. Like, I used to watch like his little vlogs and shit back in the day and shit, and just seeing how he came up. Like working like college parties and shit like that. I used to love that old Raw Wiz music and shit.
Right.
The stoner shit.
Paper
he still
kind
of do that now, but it's more commercialized now because like he's a fucking star now and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So right.
You catching shit like that, you know what I'm saying? I can't be mad at you not making the Burn Out the Rolling mixtapes and the Cabin Fevers and shit, you know what I'm saying? The Cushion Orange Juice and shit.
Right.
You out of here now.
And well deserved.
Yeah, well deserved. So, super, super cool dude, bro. Like, yeah. Couldn't happen to a better person.
Facts. Love it.
All right. So I'm in the midst of the talking about that John made me remember another one. So I'm gonna give a slight tidbit and then get onto my last hit.
Mm-hmm.
Hit song back in the day from the Pussycat Dolls, Don't You?
Okay.
That was originally shopped to Paris Hilton. And she turned it down because, like, how we alluded, heard a super early version, she claims, and wasn't what the song is now. So that's why she turned it down. But that might have been, like, a little dope, though. You know what I'm saying? Because Paris was kind of hot back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, like a brand and shit.
Yeah.
For her to come out with a song and shit, that y'all probably could have did some numbers and shit. Cause, you know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you a question, right?
Okay.
So do you think some of these artists be kind of like lying when they, because a lot of artists say that though. I mean, they sound like that, you know what I'm saying? Do you think it's just like them saving face now? Like
some of them might be, but like I think it's like 50-50. I'll say 50-50.
Yeah, I was gonna say I
because like sometimes you can't hear some of these reference tracks and shit on like, you know, they leak online and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I ain't like, come on, that's a hit, Slim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been fire. Pussycat Dolls definitely like came out roaring with, you know, well, as far as like that album anyway, with that song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you said, Paris Hilton was like fire at that time. Let's see what it did. Good, did numbers with it. I mean, see, I guess it's different for her. She's one of those people who's like, it ain't hurt her career.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't missing hits or nothing like that.
Right. She ain't need no artists and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that brings me to my question and shit. Like, your memory might be a little bit better than me as far as like timelines and shit. Would she have been ahead of the curve for like influencers jumping into music?
Yep.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, without question.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, that shit could have been something. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? You catch one, that's a big hit. Like I said, and then I think that was like modeled perfect for her, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because she was like a little, you know what I'm saying, a little sexy John or whatever, and then that song is provocative or whatever.
Yep.
So that'd have been a home run. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they got Evan writers to write for her if she wanted to stay in music and shit.
Right. Yep. Easy. That would have been easy money.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit just sell itself. Like, you take your internet fame or whatever you got, you know what I'm saying, and bring that shit and niggas buy records and shit, yeah, you'd have been out of there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my last one's, it's a little bit sad.
Okay.
Sort of. But the smash hit, Nothing On You, written by Bruno Mars, was originally made for Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You could actually hear this online. Lupe actually, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if somebody leaked it, but it's up on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was Lupe, you know what I'm saying, cut the track. Jesse took it to Atlantic. Atlantic head person did not like the song. Did not like Lupe's version of it. And the producer, who also, I think, signed B.O.B., lobbied for them to give B.O.B. the song and shit. So that's how B.O.B. ended up with Nothing On You. But the sad part is, you know what I'm saying, that rejection, I don't know how harsh what was said in it, that has said to make Lupe kind of suicidal at that time period and shit.
Lost a hit song.
Yeah, and then, you know, or, you know, he had, like, I don't know if you know, but he had, like, this whole little stint and hate, you know what I'm saying, relationship with Atlantic Records back in the day and shit, you know, him not putting out records and albums and shit like that. That could have probably been the start of that shit.
Facts. That is sad, because it's like, you know, you're not even passing up on a hit. Niggas not, like, stripping you of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And passing it on to somebody else, so... Yeah, Lupe, and it's just sad, because it's like you get in these deals, and I know the label's probably telling you what you want to hear, you know what I'm saying? Then you sign those papers, and then niggas just change up on you and shit like that. And I feel like he's just one of them people that, like, he got hits, but I don't feel like his career was what it should have been, but it's not his fault though, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Super talented brother, but the label, they be fucking niggas over, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's all about what this person's opinion is and shit. And I actually listened to his version. His version isn't it's straight, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, of course, like, it's going to be a little rough, because, like you said, it wasn't the final production. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, right.
The joint was straight, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, it had a different feel to it, of course. You know what I'm saying? Like, B.O.B. joint was more pop. This joint just seemed, like, more warm and more, I forgot the word. And it's, like, funny, because I was like, that's what I was thinking. I seen somebody write it in the comments on the video. I wanted to put the shit to get it, but I don't want the video to play and fuck up the podcast. But, yeah, it just felt, like, more warm and more, more realistic and shit. And it's just, well, it just didn't have the poppy feel to it and shit. John was straight though. You know what I'm saying? He always spitting. So, you know, he's a lyricist. So he's always coming with that. Man, John was straight though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it just felt like a rough draft. You know what I'm saying?
But right.
Other than that, John was straight.
Yeah, he's super talented. So, you know, he's going to be, he's like solid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Probably one of the most underrated artists of all time. Yeah, really feel sorry for those type of artists. Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all,
yeah, great, excellent segment. That's excellent. This is fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I say I like this shit. This shit is fun, bro. You did great.
Oh yeah, you did too. Appreciate it. Yeah, I got a couple more. I'm gonna tell you off air, but you know, for the next pod, because I just stuck today with this Jay-Z.
Okay, I gotta load it up and get some more.
Uh huh. But this has been another hit for the podcast, and we out.
Bye.